from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, Matt. Good morning.
It is that time on a Wednesday. We are joined by the Royals skipper, Matt Cotrero, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned, Century Roofing. CenturyRoofingKC.com, the sponsor of this segment. Matt Cotrero, how are you on this lovely Wednesday morning? I know it might be a little bit better in Minnesota weather-wise here, a little gloomy.
Yeah, it's nice up here. It's been really nice weather. But I got one question. Are they going to go back into that song and do one of those bad, like, dubbed, and says, Bob and Josh want to talk music to you? Or are you going to dub it over and just say, Bob and Dusty?
We may just do the bad dub. And if you just want to say Bob and Dusty, we'll just take that and put it over. And if you could say FM radio as well, because tomorrow we make the switch to 96.5 The Fan. If you would say Bob and Dusty and then FM radio, we'll have Mac put it over the top. And maybe we'll have it for you by the end of this segment.
3, 2, 1, cue. Go ahead.
Bob and Dusty, FM radio. I'd like to hear that in there, just so it's just like an 80s, you know, keyboard thing where you dub over the bad movies.
Yeah. Yeah, like Snakes on a Plane, you know, when they show that on TNT or wherever the case may be. Before we jump into some baseball, Dusty's thrown out the first pitch Monday, okay?
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to do that. I'm sure you've thrown out a first pitch in your life once or
I
twice.
Have not.
You've
I
never
have not.
You've never thrown out a first pitch, like not even at like your old high school or something like that?
No. When would I be there during baseball season?
Well, I mean, like maybe an off day. They're honoring you or something. You get on up there, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So,
All right.
So here's what we're going to do. We need advice for Dusty, because I told him, like, when you tow the slab out there and you're looking up at that three-deck stadium, you're probably going to get a little in your pants.
I'm also throwing to my father. Yeah. I'm also throwing the ball to my dad, so I don't want to disappoint my dad at the ripe age of 37, though I'm sure I've done that before. So, yeah, any advice? Do I hype up the crowd? Do I zone in? Do I clear the mechanism like Kevin Costner? What say you?
Aim high. Aim high.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to bounce it. You just got to go higher than you think you need to. That's what I would say. Throw it. Try to throw it off the backstop and see if your dad can get up and catch it.
Yeah, that is that. You're absolutely right about that. That's the advice seemingly everybody gives when you're up. Aim high. And when Josh threw it out a couple of years ago, he threw a perfect pitch and I dropped it. Like, he's still mad. He's like, yeah, that's why he retired. I'm like, you dropped my first pitch, man. I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, you know, my glove broke. It was nervous. It was very, very nerve wracking for me.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard of the guy catching the ball being nervous.
Well, I was. Needless to say, I was getting pulled from a lot of the players in the dugout at that point in time. So,
all right.
So here we sit. Last couple of nights, I think, you know, like, Royals fans are nervous. Like, we're living and dying like it's football season where every game is a determining factor in the season. What's kind of your message right now for fans?
Yeah, the last two nights have not been good. I mean, we got our butts kicked yesterday, you know, tough inning the night before, but we, you know, lose two games. What I would say is, if we had won those two games, the season's not over in the other direction, right? We got 40 something games. This happens every year. It's a playoff race. Very rarely is there a team in the playoff race that just runs away with it and has no adversity to deal with. It's more the nip and tuck. You're going to lose a couple, you're going to win a couple. That's how this goes, and you know, you got to get hot at the right time and string some good games together. These two games certainly haven't been good games for us, but you know, and I've said this a lot, you know, the best part about losing like that at night, there's no blame to go around. Like, the offense didn't do it, the hit pitching didn't do it. Like, there's no blame. We had a bad night as a team. We win as a team, we lose as a team, and the best part is we're back early today to get rid of it, right? Mm-hmm. You got a chance to get out there early today and set the tone and get after them.
Yeah, yeah, and then that is good. You get that day game today, then obviously get a little breather tomorrow before, you know, heading to Cincinnati and taking on the Reds in that series. But I think, too, with, you know, like the living and dying on every pitch like a lot of us are doing right now, you're pretty steady and calm. Like, how do you remain calm, and how can you tell us to remain calm?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so if we had won last night, we don't have anything locked up. We still got to show up today and play this day game the same way we do now, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we have a lot of games left, and it doesn't seem like it, right? It seems like when you're looking at the grand scheme of things, we still have a quarter of the season left, right? So it's
wow. Yeah.
There's a lot of good baseball to be played. It takes a day by day approach to stack wins together. You cannot in this game think, all right, if we go this record the rest of the way. You can't do that in this game, because just saying that, you're getting ahead of yourself and missing the opportunity that we have today to be the best we can. And that's how these guys have done it all year.
Obviously, you stated that things haven't gone the way you wanted to go. And, you know, last night, 13-3, the night before, it is what it is. Singer and Lugo on the mound. What do we need to see from Cole Reagans today to really kind of cool down that arsenal that has been the Minnesota lineup?
Unpredictability. I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to, is keeping them off balance. We've gotten them in some advantage counts to our, you know, in our favor. We've gotten ahead of them, haven't been able to put them away. They've done a good job of battling with two strike counts, getting balls in play, and they were aggressive yesterday. Lugo, he throws a ton of strikes. He's around the zone. They were aggressive, and they squared some balls up. And then when they didn't square them up, they found some holes. Like, well, it was a rough night all around for us yesterday, but overall, Cole's got great stuff. He can put away any team, but it's just like we're talking about the day at a time thing. It's a pitch at a time. It's an inning at a time. It's not, all right, we need six, we need seven. Well, we need one hitter at a time and stay focused on that, because you can't get ahead of yourself. It's, you know, with pitching, it's kind of like, you know, when you're an amateur golfer and you think, oh, wow, I birdied the first hole. And then the next thing you know, you got five double bogeys after that because you started counting how good you were for that one hole.
Right. Yep.
Like, in baseball, that's what you got to do. You got to stay on the pitch. You can only throw one pitch at a time. And if that's not a good one, you got to refocus and go to the next one.
It sounds easier said than done, though, Q. Like, you know, like, wipe it away. Like, I know when, you know, the pitching coaches go out to the mound, it seems like now, no matter what broadcast and what game you're watching of baseball, when the pitching coach goes out to the mound, the announcers all seemingly say the same thing now, trying to get him to focus on the next pitch and not what happened there in that moment. You try to get him to focus on the next pitch. How do you do that? How do you convey that message?
Well, think about, it is easier said than done, but think about how many years of practice these guys have in that, right? It's not just this game that they're all of a sudden, oh, wow, I never thought of that, right? They have years and years of little league, high school, college, pro ball, minor leagues, whatever, big leagues, to have practiced this and stay in the moment. And then there's other, you know, the mental side of the game, the techniques they use, the breathing techniques, the refocusing, all those kinds of things that they practice these things. It's not like all of a sudden they just showed up today and we're going to ask some stranger to go try to pitch well against the Twins. Cole Reagans is an accomplished professional athlete who has worked on his craft over and over and over again. Now, he's not a finished product. No one ever is in any walk of life, but it's not something that's foreign to him to have to deal with giving up a homer and then getting back in it. Every player that's ever played this game has to work at that, and these guys are doing the best they can at it.
You know, you mentioned strangers pitching. That guy yesterday, Zebby Matthews, we thought that was Denny's son for a while. We weren't too sure. That guy was kind of a stranger, but it seems like strangers as pitchers always do well against the first lineup that they face. Like, there's no book on these guys. What's it like to face somebody who you really don't know that much about that's never pitched in the big leagues before?
I mean, I think that's a recency bias thing. Like, it's not always – I mean, we faced the guy from the Astros this year, and he didn't get out of the first. You know, I mean, so it goes both ways. They're not all smooth sailing. When it does go against you, you think, oh, man, that always happens. But it's just not the case. But that guy last night has good stuff. I mean, he's mid to upper 90s. We knew from his minor league career he doesn't walk anyone. He throws a ton of strikes. And he throws a lot of pitches that are strike to ball, meaning they look really good, and at the last minute, they're just off the plate. I mean, when you command the ball like he does, you have to respect the fact that he's going to be in or around the zone, and he gets you in swing mode, and his stuff is good enough velocity and movement-wise to be really competitive.
Bobby's arm okay? I know that there was a day-to-day announcement and the injury of the fastball that hit him in the upper area of the arm. I assume everything's fine. He had a hit last night, played shortstop. Everything's going well?
Yeah. He's fine. He was the one, you know, they got him a scan right after the game two nights ago, and he was, when he heard the results of it, he was the one that popped his head in my office with a big smile and a thumbs up. So he was ready to go.
Yeah, that sounded like, for where it hit him on the arm, Q, like, I'm like, I haven't heard that. That's usually when it hits the wrist or stuff. That was a loud boom when it hit him.
Well, and they also have the guards on their elbows, too. Sometimes that helps with the sound a little bit.
But, yeah.
You know, it got him in the bicep and then the forearm, so... You know, usually you get one or the other. It got both. So the bicep part, I think, hit the nerve a little to cause the numbness, and the forearm, you know, more bone there. So that's where the actual, like, swelling or pain came from. But he felt fine.
Before we get into your favorite baseball card game, Q, I have two questions. One, what are you feeding Kyle Isbell over the last few weeks? And then also, how's everything going for Alec Marsh down in the AAA organization?
Well, Izzy was battling through some pain, aches and pains for a couple weeks that kind of messed with his feel, his mechanics a little bit. And now getting back to where he feels better physically, is able to do the things he was doing prior to that when he was on a pretty good run as well. So he's doing some nice work in the cage and approach wise to use the whole field and stay in his legs and all those kinds of things that help him out. And all returns so far have been really good on Marsh. Like, just we've cut back his innings a little bit just to try to freshen him up a little bit and focus on the little things that he needs to get back to. And so far, so good.
Yeah, good news. Good news out of that, because I think he's going to be a big part of you guys going down the stretch. I mean, he's been a really nice player since spring training for you guys, and you're kind of counting on him, right, down the stretch?
I agree. Yeah, I mean. We have to focus sometimes on where we are now compared to where we were a year ago. And the progress that Marshy's made from coming up mid-season last year to how he did the rest of the year through the offseason and where we are now, he's made tremendous strides. And he is, not only for this year, but the future, a big part of what we're doing.
All right, we're going to do the baseball card game, and then we've got the song with the new edits in it. Even though Brock from the old number fives texted me, he's going to record a brand new song. We might like the one with you voicing it over better. We'll have to decide and see. But right now, I am holding in my hand a 1989 Topps featuring Tom Herr.
Phillies.
No, Minnesota Twins.
Ugh.
All right, I've got a 1988 score, Tony Armas.
88. I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
No, Angels.
Angels, all right. I knew it was one of the two.
Yeah,
I didn't know where he left.
Like the year after he left the Red Sox. And then finally, I'm going to look at a 1989 Fleer, Mike Bielecki.
I'm not going to get that one.
Nah.
Padres.
Cubs. Cubs. So not a good one, but let's see how the song sounds. Mac, hit it.
Hey, Mac. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, Mac. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, Mac. How's Kansas City? Have you tried the barbecue? Hey, Mac. What's new in the clubhouse? The bullpen and the lineup.
Bob and Dusty.
Hey, Matt, what do you think of Slugger?
FM.
Radio.
You guys are winning 15 to 1 today, baby. 15 to 1, I'm calling you. You won on my birthday. You're going to win today because you created a new song. Coach, go knock them dead in Minnesota.
All right, that's good. See you guys.
We'll talk to you on FM next week, Skip. And we'll see you on Monday out at the ball game.
That's awesome. Well done, Mac.
Good job.
Well done. That's funny. Well done. Well done. Love to hear it. Love to see it. Mac McCrary, like, of course, is sponsored by your hometown roofing team, KC based and female owned Century Roofing. CenturyRoofingKC.com.
That is fantastic.
Bob and Dusty.
FM.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That's great. Oh,
that's things perfect. Are good. Yeah.
I gave you my top five moments on 610 Sports Radio as we end this radio station today. Bob Fesco, the Bulldog, the man, the myth, the legend. He gives you his top five on the other side. Mac, Dusty, Bob, we'll see you on the other side. Ah, this song always reminds me of Breaking Bad. Welcome back into Fesco
yes.
in the morning.
Me too. Like, right? I'm glad you said that.
You can see the scene now, 100%. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's 100%. I'm glad, like, there's a reason this is working.
I'm like, oh, I'm just seeing that. I've also seen that show three times all the way through.
You know, I've never watched it ever again.
You should.
I didn't watch it till COVID. Okay. That's when we watched the whole thing during COVID.
Yeah.
I cried when Walter White died.
Oh, you'll watch it again. You'll appreciate it more.
And I don't know if I cried because the show was over or because of him. Yeah. Like, I felt like I lost a part of myself, like, especially during COVID. That time sucked. And so that was like a big thing for my wife and I. Like, every day we watch two episodes of that and we get to some like too intense. We're like, we're done for the day. Ooh, you know, you got to walk away and all that kind of stuff. And then it ended and I was like, I don't know what to do. And then El Camino came out right afterwards and he got that. And then Better Call Saul, we watched all that through. And I'm like, what do I have now?
Way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610, the last one ever. Where does this one come from, Mac?
This is our guy, Jayhawk for Life, Marty Robbins, El Paso.
Yeah.
Ooh. Shout out, Jayhawk for Life.
Here you go, Jayhawk for Life. Vince, been a long time listener.
We wrap up 610 Sports Radio after today's show. You'll have Cody and Gold for an hour.
Wow, they're really gonna send 610 the right way with an hour.
And then you'll get Josh Verner's pregame show at 11 o'clock. Royals first pitch with Cole Reagans on the mound and Minnesota going to avoid the sweep, which we know they're going to because Matt Cotrero just gave us a new intro song.
Yep.
But anyways,
look at the picture I just sent you guys.
Okay. I will say this. I gave you my top five favorite moments of 610. 913-586-7610. You can give your top five, but right now, Bob Fesco, you have the stage.
Yeah, we're going to give my top five moments of 610 Sports Radio. And I kind of combined number five in from like two moments into one. And the one moment I wasn't at 610, I was somewhere else at the time. But the second moment I was here, and it all involves Jason Whitlock and him quitting on the air. And then a few years later, having the decision as to why he was leaving whatever he was leaving to go on to bigger and better things. The whole Whitlock saga of 610 Sports Radio.
I'm going to do a television show. I'm going to launch and have launched J.School.
I don't remember J.School. I don't know how long that actually lasted for. But my number five moment in 610 history, of course, is the Whitlock saga that went on throughout the course of the early days of 610 Sports Radio. Coming in at number four on my list was the release of this hit song.
Well, we're living here in Breadfeed's town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Breadfeed's town. Living here in Breadfeed's town.
This so has got potential, buddy.
That comes in at number four. Boy, did it have potential. I heard through the grapevine that his entire neighborhood bought Breadfeed's Town t-shirts for them, for him and everything. Like, people loved it up that we did the Breadfeed's Town. You can still get your Breadfeed's Town t-shirts if you want. Number three is a moment, and this is what I wish Josh was still here for, was the John Rothstein scenario that took place here on 610 Sports Radio. When you talk about, like, all-time douchebags, is Spectre around? Is he there for a quick hot minute to come run in
and talk about
Rothstein? Because that was an all-timer here on the show. Josh was one of those guys who just never got mad, never got angry, never got offended or anything of that nature. And then John Rothstein came onto the show and became a total D-bag and became a total jerk. Spectre not available. He's in a high-level meeting. Is
busy man.
Very busy man. Doesn't have time to talk about Rothstein. We don't have the clip of Josh anymore in Rothstein, but this pretty much sums it up.
I come to you tonight as our nation is set to transition. To transition to a road that we all love and hold deep to our heart this time of year, the road to the Final Four.
I mean, this guy literally said at a time when college basketball was crumbling that college basketball had never been better, and then questioned Josh if he's ever watched a college basketball game while he was doing pre and post game for KU. Like, that guy couldn't been more of an ass clown that came on the air and then proceeded to block people in Kansas City who called him out. That was an all-time moment here on 610 Sports Radio. Number two comes from early days of the show, and it came from a time that nobody wants to revisit.
Whose fault is it? To me, the players have to play. You've got to go out there and play football. And for eight quarters this season, those guys have not gone out there and played football. Not a one of them. They have not gone out there and 100% played football, and it's quoted by Jamal Charles. We just didn't come out and play. Why not? Why didn't you come out and play? To me, that's on you as a player. Stop embarrassing yourselves. You're embarrassing your mother. You're embarrassing your father. You're embarrassing the city. You're embarrassing your wife and your children.
And your dog.
And your dog, too. And your cat. Binkley's cat is embarrassed by the way that you play. I mean, that's what you're an embarrassing train wreck to the 2.5 million people that call this metro area home. You've let down all the old ladies that are on life support, rooting for you, trying to pull out another day. You give people nothing to live for. You suck. That's what you are right now. You're an embarrassing, sucking train wreck of a football team from top to bottom. But the onus to me this week is on the players. Get your ass out there and play like a man. Play like you mean it. Play like you care. I've got more passion at 6:18 this morning than you have for eight freaking quarters. Every one of you sucks. And we're tired of paying for tickets and parking and hot dogs and wasted freaking Sunday afternoons watching you play. Because you're not playing hard. You're not playing like you care. You're not playing like you want to be there. And you know what? Fans are going to stop coming because fans aren't going to support your crap. We're done. What the hell has this city done to deserve being treated like complete, total crap by both sports teams? Both teams in this town make no effort for their fans at all. We're done. You guys all suck. Every professional athlete in this town blows right now. Perform like you care. Perform like you want to be a part of a professional team. Don't go out there and run around for 60 minutes and go, "Well, we just didn't play today. Hats off to them. It's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint." No. Admit you suck. Admit you have no idea what's going on. Admit you have no idea that you care. Just come out and tell us. And we'll stop going. Because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
There it is. The infamous Lewisburg and cider red. There's two more minutes. I don't think we need to let it go any further than that, right?
That's the first time I think I ever heard you. Because I was listening. I was like, what is this guy freaking out about? And I never thought that one day I'd be sitting next to you doing radio.
And that led to some of the
sponsorships?
The sales department never called Lewisburg cider.
Oh, come on. It's on a platter.
12 years now, Dusty, we've been asking, have you called Lewisburg again? Why? And finally, I think this is the number one moment that 610 Sports Radio ever had, and I don't know that there will be a better moment in sports radio than this.
Davis comes to the plate. Strike three called. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions.
There it is. Ryan Lefevre with the call, beating the Mets in extra innings in New York on that night in November to win the World Series. That was, to me, and I'm still getting goosebumps thinking about it, the best moment that we've ever had here on 610 Sports Radio. That was the greatest time to be alive and to be doing what we're doing because we had never experienced it before. The whole city was bought in. The whole city was believing in itself. I get emotional talking about it because it was more than a baseball moment. That was a Kansas City moment. That turned the entire direction of this town around. And the Royals win the World Series. And I'll never forget having conversations with Andy Reid and hearing him say, you know, he watched the fireworks go off the night the Royals were winning and doing their thing and thinking about that. And he wondered to himself, he goes, everywhere I've been, the baseball team has won. I've never won. I wonder if I'm going to get my opportunity. And I know Travis Kelce has said it. That World Series win by the Royals drove the Chiefs to where they are right now. And it made the Chiefs hungry and wanted to win a championship because they saw what the Royals had and what this city turned into. And look at what the Chiefs have done since then. And now the Royals are looking at what the Chiefs are doing because Q even said that to us last year. Hey, we see what we want to be part of that too. Look what the Royals are doing right now. That World Series win changed the entire city. We started to believe in ourselves. We didn't have that, like, St. Louis is better feeling anymore. Everybody loved each other. Like, there was never a better time to be in Kansas City than in October of 14 and in October of 15. It was truly epically awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, those 2 years in general were just amazing.
Amazing.
Like you had mentioned, one of the best things the Chiefs ever did was lose in the AFC Championship game. Maybe one of the best things that ever happened to the Royals in 14 was losing in the World Series.
They don't win in 15 if they win in 14. It's not going to be a back-to-backer. It just wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, they got their hearts ripped out by Madison Bumgarner. They went wire-to-wire in the AL Central the next year, and then all of a sudden they're World Series champs, and we have that call.
Yeah, and we have that. And
I'm pretty sure Lefevre has said, maybe we can ask him soon, I'm pretty
sure. Ryan will be on tomorrow. He said tomorrow.
Pretty sure he, like, blacked out in that moment. Because I've had him on After Hours before. And I was like, you know, big moments in your career. And I've been on a couple of times. I don't know if it was exactly that quote, but I'm pretty sure we can ask him again tomorrow. I'm pretty sure he blacked out of that moment.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I mean, come on.
What do you do?
He'd been there so long. And that's how you know it's raw, because he's not one of those guys that writes it out if they do win. He just is like, and there it is. And the Royals are World Series champions.
You know what the really cool moment of that story is? They get to that editing. And Ryan looks at Denny and goes, it's your inning. Do you want it? And then he goes, I've had mine. It's your turn. Like, I get emotional thinking about that, because how cool is that?
Right.
Yeah. How cool is that for Denny Matthews, who hasn't called a lot of winning baseball, called a World Series winner in 1985.
Yeah.
30 years later, Denny could have said, I'm Denny Matthews. I'm taking the call.
Right.
And he said, Ryan, it's your inning.
Yep.
You go ahead and you make the call. How freaking cool of a story is that? That shows you what kind of person Denny Matthews is.
Yeah, and the cooler part is that's how much confidence they had in the guy in the ninth inning.
Yeah, well, I think they were pretty big.
I know. I kid.
But yeah, like, and I remember watching that game with all the Royals employees out at Shea Stadium or whatever the hell it's called at this point in time, and seeing the jubilation from the Royals employees that have been there for so long, Kurt Nelson and some others that have been there forever, and the tears and the emotion and everything that went into that, that was a game changer for Kansas City. And right. Look where we are as a city since then, right? World Cup, NFL draft, the list continues on and on and on, parade after parade after parade. There's no better place to be a sports fan in this world than in Kansas City, and it's going to get better starting tomorrow when we're on the FM side of thing, man.
How do you guys want to finish the show? Mac, you got any ideas? Bob, you got any ideas? You want to open up to the phone lines?
Yeah, let's open up the phone lines and get your thoughts, right, man. Exactly. Yeah, let's hear from you guys about your favorite 610 moment. A lot of people are texting in about their favorite 610 moments. Let's hear you on the air, man. Let's get those opinions out for the last time on 610 Sports Radio.
I used to do this all the time. We did the Red Reaction Show. It's not our show. It's yours. 913-586-7610. You can call in, give your favorite 610 sports moments. We'll listen to you and we'll react. 913-586-7610. It's not our show, it's yours on 610 Sports Radio. Very appropriate to play this one on a Wayback Wednesday, on the last Wayback Wednesday here, on the last time we will mention this on 610 Sports Radio. Mac, where does this one come from?
Adam in Olathe.
There you go, Adam.
There you go, Adam.
He could throw that speedball by you.
I told you.
They hate it. It doesn't exist.
I can't. Like, it was some baseball reporter that said that to me.
Well, you know, there's no such thing as a speedball.
Yeah. Well,
okay. So you're going to desecrate a song because it works better?
Everybody's got a Richard opinion.
Yes, they do.
Speaking of Richards, we will bring that segment in from After Hours as a program leaks little by little. We'll do Richard of the Week during the football season every Friday.
Get us your nominations now.
Yeah. Richard of the Week this week would have been that lady that stole all that food.
Yeah. Right? Sentenced to 9 years in jail. Was it worth it? $1.5 million in chicken wings to go to 9 years in the pokey?
Now you're eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches with an apple and a carton of milk.
Are you getting that good of food in there?
I think so.
The last time I saw prison food, it had a grub in it, and Brooks was feeding it to a bird.
The last time I saw jail food, that's what they gave me.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I said, no thank you, sir. I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the phone lines right now because we want to end the show with you. 913-586-7610. Your favorite 610 moment, your favorite part of 610 over the last however many. You've been here 13 on this
14.
Show? 14 years. Good call, Mac. We go to Pam. Pam, let it rip.
Hey, I like the wild card call. Oh, my gosh.
The wild card call was really good, yeah.
Oh, and that one and Denny at the end of that game. Kansas City, you've got a World Series.
Yeah, it was fantastic back then, wasn't it?
And, Bob, when you played that rant, that Chiefs rant, I am telling you, I was laughing just like I did when I heard it live.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, it was perfect for the time, Pam, as you know.
Yeah.
They stunk.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, they were awful, so.
You guys are going to do well on 96.5. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to you. You've been there every step of the way, Pam. Love you.
Thanks for the phone call, Pam.
I certainly have. Thank you.
You got it.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third is fair. Fair ball. Up the left field line. Here's Cologne. And the Royals win it.
And that was just the beginning of excitement. Like, we thought that was going to be the moment, right? Like, 12 hours earlier, we were at Kauffman Stadium doing the show, probably longer than 12 hours at that point in time. And we're like, does this really count as the playoffs? It says postseason on the field. Wow, if they don't win, do they make the playoffs because it's the wild card game? And then, 3 weeks later, we're going, oh, my God, it's game 7 of the World Series, and the Royals have a chance to win the World Series tonight.
I can give you an exact moment. And again, if you have some sort of fun 610 moment, 913-586-7610.
Yeah, the Cooter drop. Open. Fire that one off,
Cooter.
Yeah.
I remember that. remember when I came in and Speck was your guys' board operator, and he was like, hey, these are the drops they like to play. And it was the struggling, yep. And then never heard of them. And then the cooter.
Yep.
Cooter. As we get your phone calls, I will give cooter. You the yes. It's so
that
great.
That one is so good.
913-586-7610. Give us your favorite 610 moment. That night of the wild card game, I can give you the exact moment of everything. I was watching the game. I was so pissed when they gave the home run to Brandon Moss. I went to my room. My one of two roommates at the time knocks on the door, goes, you might want to get up and watch this. We get back up. I watch it in the thing. I know the hit and the sound and the call is all great, but watching the great and honorable George Brett do the exact same thing that I did in the exact same moment where you're holding your head, you're like, what did I just witness? I was like, George and I are the same.
It still might be the most unbelievable sporting event that I've ever been to.
That's fair. I can't imagine something. I mean, you were at the World Series win.
Yeah, but that wasn't like that.
But that wasn't not that way.
No, I mean, like the range of emotions that day, there was, you know, some people that left that game early. But one of the things was that we did that night was like the range of emotions went from winning to losing.
To pissed off.
To mad. To do we fire Ned tomorrow? Like, I've been told by people who were part of the organization back then, they believe that if they would have lost that game, they were all fired.
Oof. I mean, they did put Ventura in that situation.
But that was pre-planned. Ned came on and goes, that's what we're doing in the sixth inning?
Yep.
This is what we needed, that bridge guy. Big game James. Pitch six innings. But they kind of knew, like, that was going to be the MO. He was going to go five. And they're like, okay. So it was a it wasn't a spur of the moment type thing. Like everything, we need a bridge guy. Okay, let's go with Yordano. Like, Yordano's a good pitcher, right? Why wouldn't you put one of your better pitchers in? So they had that pre-plan. He just got lit up. And then the comeback. So it went from excitement to pissed off to anger to excitement to, oh my God, to fire Ned to Ned's a hero to everybody's employed. Like,
so everybody went outside and went, oh, that cigarette tastes good.
I mean, it was extremely, like, the range of emotions. Like, it was just, I was exhausted and dead. And that was the night we went to Denny's and you know, went home and showered and got all the champagne off of us.
That's right.
And then went down to Denny's and came in here, and here we sit. You know, I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing.
I hope we get to do it again soon.
Yeah.
This is a voice of nostalgia for me from producing Royals games for Vern. We go out to the sweet, sexy sounds of Sandra and Phoenix.
Proud of you, my friend.
Thank you.
And so congratulations, so deserving. I had to call in. It's the end of an era, and certainly as far as the wild card game, Josh could tell the story backwards of my moment after the game, because I've told it so often on his show. Two things. First of all, I'd love to give Dusty credit for one time letting me stay on hold because I had a terrible cell phone, just so I could listen to the rest of the show as I drove around Phoenix trying to find, you know, Wi-Fi.
That's right.
And then, Dusty, maybe you can back me up on this, but I'm fairly certain the night we won the World Series, Josh, prior to that, had promised to take off his pants and run around the studio.
That seems accurate.
Yeah, am I right?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, congratulations on a great run. We love you. We will follow you anywhere.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
That phone call. That's awesome to hear.
Thank you. Have a great day, Sandra. Thank you for the kind words and the congratulations. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know.
I love you. Bye-bye.
See you.
Another good moment on 610 was this one.
It's unbelievable what those boys did. It's unbelievable what they did. It's unbelievable what they did. They stole bases. They hit homers. Hey, guess what? Cy Young winner. Not on our team. Beat them.
Dallas Keuchel is nothing, sir.
Rookie of the year. Not on our team. We beat them.
Forget that one.
Is that Trout?
Maybe. Yeah.
MVP of the whole league.
Josh Donaldson.
Sorry, guys. Not on our team.
But we beat that guy, too.
Now you're talking about goosebumps.
Do you know why we beat him? ownership. Y'all want to be politically correct? I'm the unpolitically correct person. We whoop their ass.
That's right. Best parade speech of all time, and it will never be topped.
LaDonna, you're next on 610 Sports Radio.
LaDonna, good to hear from you.
Hey there.
How are you?
Hey, fine. I just wanted to say that one of my best 610 moments was actually in the studio, because I was part of a group that won the chance to come and have a meal with Ned Yost, Bob, and Josh.
I remember that. I remember you being there. Was that the one when Bigley went to the bathroom and Ned yelled at him?
I don't remember that.
Oh, that was it, I think. Yeah, we were sitting up in the upstairs, you know, kind of dining area, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. And I got to meet Ned, get his picture with me and the World Series trophy, and I told him that we are twins. We were born on exactly the same day, and he was not impressed.
I mean, I would have been more impressed if Ned was impressed. The fact that he wasn't impressed, I'm like, I'm not surprised. That's Ned, right?
That's Ned. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, that is fantastic. I love it.
But
LaDonna,
that was a fun day.
Yeah, it really was. I think about that day often. Every time I see a tweet from you, I'm always like, God, that breakfast seems like it was yesterday. But man, it's so long ago now.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready for another one.
Yes.
Glad to meet Q sometime. So
let's do it. Gear up. Thank you for the phone call. We go out to Eric. Eric, you're the last one. Go ahead.
Hey, now I got a number from about 2005. And this is, I was the general manager at Dos Hombres Restaurant.
Oh, yep.
With 610. And we had fundraisers all the time down there for Susan Komen and different things. But what I really remember was D.A., Josh, B-Dub down there for Savannah Soldiers.
Yep.
Started Savannah Soldiers to help B-Dub when his daughter was premature. And so happy that, you know, she's grown up to be such a great woman. Everything's awesome there. But just had some great times with Chris and Cowboy, D.A. Nick Wright actually did his first remote at Ardos Hombres in Red Bridge. And so I've been there with you guys for a long time. I want to support you. I love you. I can't wait to get you on FM.
Well, we appreciate everything that you've done over the years, my man. I mean, Dos Hombres was a huge supporter of 610, and you mentioned B-Dub and Savannah, and I believe she's a senior this year, getting ready to go to college. And so, you know, you've seen kiddos grow up. You've seen families expand. You've seen marriages. You've seen so many great things over the years. And as we finish this up, I was thinking about it today. 14 years I spent on this radio station.
Right.
And we begin hopefully another 14 beginning tomorrow, you know, on 96.5 The Fan. It'll be home of the Royals. It'll be home of the Chiefs. It'll be home of K-State. It'll be home to Mizzou. It'll be home to Dusty and I. It'll be home to Alex and Cody. It'll be home to Carrington. We're so excited to give the sports fans of Kansas City kind of exactly what they deserve. This isn't about us, right? It's not about what we deserve, what we want. It's about what you guys deserve and what you guys want and what you guys really, really are owed by us here in Kansas City as a powerful FM sports talk station, crystal clear, that's going to have all the teams on one station under one antenna. And boy, we can't wait to get going tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of special guests and whatnot planned as well for tomorrow.
I can't wait. It's a new era. We get into our 96.5 The Fan era. One thing that we will not change is how we will end this show every day, because it is simply cool to care. Go do nice things for someone today. Could change their day, week, month, or year. Kansas City.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Stay safe, stay kind. We love you all. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the FM side. Signing off one more time for Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.